Mark chapter 6. And he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many, hearing him, were astonished, saying, "From where has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which was given to him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Miriam, the brother of Jacob and Joseph and Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. But Yeshua said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching, and he called to him the 12, and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey except a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but to be shod with sandals, and to not put on two coats. And he said to them, "In what place soever you enter into a house, there abide until you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake the dust off from your feet for a testimony against them. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said, "That John the Baptist is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." Others said that it is Elijah, and others said that it is a prophet, or is one of the prophets. But when Herod heard, he said, "It is John, whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead." For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and set apart, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. But when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his nobles, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee, and when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said to the damsel, "Ask of me whatever you will, and I will give it to you." And he swore to her, "Whatever you ask of me, I will give it to you, unto the half of my kingdom." And she went forth and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in straightway with haste to the king and said, "I will that you give me instantly in a platter the head of John the Baptist." And the king was exceedingly sorrowful. Yet for the oath and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a platter, gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard, they came and took up his corpse, and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together to Yeshua, and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, "Come ye yourselves apart to a desert place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed to a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran on foot there out of all the cities, and went ahead of them, and came together to him. And Yeshua, when he came out, saw many people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples said to him, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go to the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves food, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said to them, "Give you something to eat to them." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny weight of bread and give it to them to eat?" He said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they knew, they said, "Five, and 2 fishes." And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side, ahead unto Bethsaida. And he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone was on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the 4th watch of the night, he came to them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed that it had been a spirit and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, don't be afraid." And he went to them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered, for they didn't consider the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and drew on to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. And they ran throughout that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard that he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch if it were but the tassel of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. End of chapter.